You're listening to the Rick and Rollo Show, where two guys from Australia talk about pop culture and media fakery with esoterica and comedy mixed in. They do the show every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Sydney time, Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Toronto time. You'll hear different guests every week, all of them speaking with a fakeologist mindset. Now, enjoy the show. You come from a land down under.
Fakeologist.com.
Good evening. This is Rick on the Saturday, the 27th, is it? Yep. Or the 8th. Just waiting for anyone to show up. And I don't think Rollo's going to show up tonight because I believe he's on the wagon. If anyone knows what that means. He's having a break from the vodka, and I think it's getting the better of him, because I'll tell you what, I don't know if it's the vodka or the Red Bull that he'd be getting withdrawals from. Both would be going hammer and tongs. Hammer and tongs. So I don't think we'll be hearing from Rollo, but just the living man, Golden Skidmark noise level, will be here soon. And I think Bellisette sent me a message, but I don't know if he's gone back to bed again. But he'll probably be here too. And, of course, no doubt the great fakeologist will be here a bit later. So I'll just wait for these people to turn up. Lovely night tonight, though, let me tell you. Lovely night. Evening, I should say.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo, Without Rollo, on Saturday, the 27th of August, 2022. Hey! Hey!
Hey!
How are you, mister?
I'm just trying to connect here. For some reason, it's not connecting to my Bluetooth because they changed the program. As usual, always screwing things up. Hold on.
Welcome to the Fakeologist from Fakeologist Radio, fakeologist.com.
All right. Let me try again. Hello?
Yep. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Is this the Rick and Rollo? Is this the Rick and Rollo show?
This is Rick flying solo till noise level arrives. And you're here. Velocet was there, but I missed his message, and I just messaged him just before to say I'm here. But Rollo is Rollo messaged me earlier on the Rick and Rollo.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, Mr. Noise Level. Mr. Noise Level, no. Are you there? Are you there? He might be getting himself, himself
so
up.
Oh, yeah. Bella said, what happened to Rollo?
No, well, he stopped drinking. So he's having withdrawals. He's in having the DTs, I'd say.
Stop drinking? What the hell? You may as well tell me that Christ has landed.
It's the same kind of... vibe. Well, he does do this from time to time. He does stop.
Oh.
But he doesn't. He
gives his liver a rest.
Well, very rarely, but he has done at the moment. He's giving his liver a rest, and he said he's having terrible withdrawal symptoms, so he's not up to talking, and I can just imagine. And I rang him, and he didn't answer the phone, so he's obviously not well. And you can imagine, I mean, I spoke to him on, what night was it? Wednesday night when I got the train down to Sydney. I was on speaking to him for about an hour before I got on the train, and then 2 hours after I got back. And he was in his usual state, inebriated is the usual state. And he said to me that he'd been yelling at his next door neighbour again. And I just said, you don't need to know what I said, but you can imagine
said. That's his handler.
After the break.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Linda from Ohio. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Linda. There's Linda. Linda.
Linda, what a nice voice. Yeah, so he's Rick and Rollo minus Rollo, Saturday the 27th of August 2022. Apparently he said he was on the balcony, which is where he usually is.
Yeah,
with his birds,
like a bird,
the mad birdman, the mad birdman of
the junior Lampton. Birdman up in the air.
And apparently someone started yelling at him from down on the road, saying, "Pull your head in," apparently he was sitting. This is what he was doing. He was sitting there reading the AVO thing out loud in his voice. And when I say he's got a loud voice, and he's in an echoey, quiet street. Everyone be able to hear probably for about at least a mile square. So he was shouting and reading these things.
A mile? Okay, wow.
Oh no. Where he is, you can hear the hospital up the road, and I think they put in noise complaints. The helicopter pilot put in a noise complaint that they could hear Rollo over his helicopter.
The helicopter guy. That's funny. Mm,
which is but kind of funny, but probably accurate. Anyway, so apparently some guy was down the bottom of I suspect I know who it was too. It would be his nemesis, the Concreter, was saying, "Pull your head and shut up." And he started carrying on. And then the neighbor leaned around and said, "Can you be quiet or something?" And then Rollo let him have it. And I think the neighbor probably, like I said to him, "Rollo, you'll probably be in a psych ward tomorrow or in a lockup because you're already dancing on a very precarious ledge here with this, mediation thing. Cause if one side doesn't want to mediate, I would say it refers straight back to an apprehended violence order, which is what the cops didn't want to have to do, but they may well have come around and told him to pull his head in, or maybe Christie did. And said, "You just can't do." I mean, that's what I said to him. I said, "You can't look fucking for God's sake." And he's in his head, he's in the right. That's the problem. That's the problem. He thinks he's done nothing wrong. And I'm afraid if that neighbor had leant around and shot him with a shotgun, I would have said justifiable protection.
You don't have shotguns in Australia. He wouldn't have done that, would he?
No, I'm exaggerating here. But we've got shotguns. We're allowed shotguns in Australia. Don't worry about that one. I haven't got one, but I'm sure if I wanted one, I could get one. But his neighbours, to me, are a really nice couple. You know, and I've seen the female, she was heavily pregnant, so they've got a young child, right? And this guy is completely fucking unhinged of the highest magnitude when he gets off his rocker. And he's quite, to me, he doesn't scare me, obviously, but if I didn't know, if I was a nice Indian professional, last one was a dentist, this one will be a lawyer or in some high level tech, they're not used to this kind of behavior. And in India, I reckon the army would show up and march him off and put them into a work camp if you carried on like that, because it's out of line. These are nice people. They don't party. They don't carry on. Big deal. He put a mask on. I mean, for fuck's sake, you know. Anyway, I've been through this, I'm not talking about on here. I'm talking about privately and around there, and I've talked to him. And I'm not on his side with this at all. Not at all. It's the neighbor. For the neighbor,
so
wants
why
to
do you
put
think
a
he
mask
dried
on.
Out?
Because I think he would have realized that he's dancing on a fine edge between. And I think hopefully Christie's put a foot down, or both of them, and just said, "You can't do that anymore. You cannot drink vodka because it's not your
she's
friend."
She's already left, so she already gave up, it seems, on that subject.
Yeah. And that's the other problem, you know. So anyway, if he is drying out, he may well be listening. I told him, go and make yourself lots of cups of tea with milk, not fucking oat milk, even though I drink oat milk every now and then. or make cups of tea with oat milk.
Different. Yeah. Is it hard to get off alcohol? Is it really hard?
Not for me, no, not for me whatsoever. But for him, you know, he's got his body is functioning on 40% alcohol intake per day,
yeah, or more. That's crazy.
And so when you're going to stop drinking, I do believe alcohol is way more dangerous than
it's poison.
Most of the other drugs. Body. Mm. Yeah. And that's why I've never been able to drink spirits. I mean, I like them, but you'll never see me drinking them 5 or 6 days a week. And when I did, during the lockdown, I thought maybe I'll just have a few vodkas every day instead of drinking beer. My liver count went up to, it doubled, and I had to go and I was not drink anymore and completely change my whole diet because of just drinking probably
your liver went crazy.
An eighth of what Rolla drinks. Yeah, yeah, it said, no, I don't want this in my system. Thank you.
Yeah.
And, wow. And my dent.
Good on you, mate.
I've got, what's the word? The thing that's kept me on the straight and narrow over the years, self-control and vanity. And if you get up in the morning and look, and you see what an alcoholic, you have seen what an alcoholic looks like. Their skin is ravaged. It just looks terrible. Their nose is usually, their noses start going bulbous. Yeah. Bulbous.
Right.
Like W.C. Right. Field.
Red. Red, yeah.
It's called gin blossom.
Oh, wow.
Can you guys hear me?
W.C. Field.
Oh, turn yourself up. Noise. You're quiet. Super low.
Your
mic is dead low. Better. We can barely hear you. Better log in and log out or something.
Odd.
That's all. Unless you've changed your settings, it's been.
Oh, someone's calling in.
There we go.
Hold time. 6 seconds.
Hello.
Good evening.
Is that Bello? That was not. Good evening, Bello. Is that? Yeah.
I learned
my lesson.
You should have pretended to be. You should have, Velasquez. You should have pretended to be a Indian call worker and say that our Amazon Prime is due to be renewed and you need to ring this number to cancel it.
Cancel it. Oh, you're echoing, right?
I'm getting
here.
Where's the echoing coming from?
Hello?
Is that me? Echoing? Am I doing that? I don't think so.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Noise level's loud. Oh, now we hear
noise. Can noise level just mute? I think it might be him.
Okay, hold on.
We're just trying to get his mic going.
Yeah. Sorry, no, but he's looping. He's detracting from the points I'm going to make. So he's going to have to mute.
Yeah, you're very low. You're very low end. Is he low on your end, Rick?
Let's not all get in a panty twist about who's low or not. The point is it will be ironed out in the post-production, so there's no need to worry about it, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm worried. I'm worried, man.
We'll fix it in post.
There he is. He's there and he's not echoing now. That's good.
Yeah, all good.
It's all funny good. You were saying about who I should call in and pretend to be, because I was just listening to Howard Stern from 2006, and for the Australians, you might remember that that was the year Steve Irwin died. So Steve Irwin dies, Howard Stern's reporting on it. Guess who's on the line? It's Stingray. It's Stingray on the line. I killed that motherfucker. And I'm listening to this going, oh, I love the radio gag when they've got someone on the line, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we were just, you know, funny. It's a weird sync there, because I was talking to Rollo about Steve Irwin's the day he died on Thursday night, because I remember it coming on the radio. Weird.
I remember the day the music died. I was just singing that the other day.
I heard Madonna's version. It's not very good. Not very good.
Is there a conspiracy to the whole, you know, Ricky Valens and
the big guy,
you know it.
Ricky. Well, they all died.
they died just when they needed to die so the Beatles could come out. You know what I mean? Like they died in 59. Mm. And it was very coincidental that they all died and then the rock and roll era finished and the Beatles era came out. So I don't know. Coincidence or not?
I think not.
But yeah, I think not. Yeah.
Can I say something about what you were saying about Rollo? I just wanted to add a bit more to that. If that is the case, that he's taking a little break and he's just having cups of tea and that, I was listening into your conversation. I was like, oh, that's good to hear because I echo what I was saying a few weeks back about how I compared that call from one of the early, I think it was episode 42 of Fakeologist.
42.
Where Rollo was a guest on the show, right? Yeah, the answer to life, the universe, and everything. And Rollo was there, and he sounded so with it and like spry, and he was saying great things, and I realized, oh, that's not the guy I know today. And that made me think, like, I wish there was a change in the world. And then, look, now, like, if this is what's happening, that's good news. So if he is listening, you know, I applaud him. Well, let's talk in a few weeks. Like, I hope things are on the path to, like, you know.
Well, I was just talking, not on text, Golden Skidmark noise level tonight. It's about your offer, it's, you know, that we do a trial show, and but you know, so you can kind of tweak it and try and push it. I hadn't told him that before. He had no idea, and I just thought Rollo was at that stage. He would have been incapable of pulling that off, but hopefully he will be back with a vengeance.
Back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to interject here, but I really hope that our conversation a couple of weeks ago mentioning Felset and everyone was beneficial to Rollo. I really think that done something.
No. It was more the
It's the nice thick veiny dick of the law that did it, not us. Thanks.
Yeah.
Not about that. Just anyway. I thought it was a bit of a sink in terms of you know, timely discussions and now he's making a break.
You can have that discussion with him face to face and scream at him with it. It doesn't make any difference. No, the thing that's made him do it, I would say, is the other night he lost the plot carrying on, and I would say the police have come around possibly or Christie's put the foot down because he hadn't stopped drinking it. He was just getting worse. So, yeah. It's unfortunately, good mate's advice doesn't go into his head.
No, he doesn't listen to anyone, man.
No one.
No.
And he did listen to me for a while, but he just does the opposite of what I say now.
Mm.
So, sadly. But anyway, he texted me to say, look, I'm really not having a good time here, but I won't be able to talk tonight. So he's obviously with it enough to know that. So hopefully he'll have a couple of days of shakes and get back.
Yeah, but something's happened. Like it's the straw that's broken the camel's back. Like, I mean, the last month, Rick. That's what I'm saying.
I know what's gone down. It's the his having a he had a bit of a mental blow up on Wednesday night, and I just said to him, "You've got to do something." And hopefully Christie or the police, someone's gone around there and said you can't, because he started blowing the next door neighbour up again. That's got the AVA action, so. I think he's realised something, but it was good. Trust me, it's got nothing to do with it. All our sentiments and all our me yelling at him continuously has made no difference whatsoever. If anything, he's got worse. The more he's told not to do it, he does it.
Yeah, for sure. I just thought maybe it's like universal time, and like perhaps it's been he's had the ABO and everyone, and then this is. One thing in it
unfortunately, probably not. But you know, hopefully, because he had 4 days off last. Well, 2 weeks ago, he had 4 days off, and we did a really good show with. And he was on top form, just drinking champagne.
Yeah, yeah. I did
listen and then to he that. Went straight yep. back. And then he went straight back downhill again. And because it's much more fun drinking vodka and Red Bull, I bet, if you're a drinker, than
yeah.
drinking champagne.
Well, that's true. We all know that. Like, yeah, you can. It's your happy.
So anyway,
it's your happy thing.
Anyway, all good. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on.
Well, before you move on, man, like you mentioned the nose of, like the drinker's nose of someone.
Yes.
Who did you mention? Ah, yeah.
WC
well, have you got, interesting, like, have you noticed in Max Egan's videos that his nose
is
like
thing.
like a
same
fucking thing. Coronavirus about to pop? You know?
Yeah. So and I noticed in the mirror, when I briefly look at myself for that look, I noticed my nose, I had the skin on it was just looking a little slightly bit swollen. It was the beginnings of that kind of what alcohol does is breaks your skin.
I believe, Rick, it's usually with wine drinkers. That have it. Maybe it's all alcohol. Yes. It probably is. But it's usually wine drinkers.
It's called gin blossoms.
I remember when I used to work in the King's Cross in this pub, and
yes,
mate, there was a old
what
queen.
Pub,
The one. I can't remember the name
not
of it
Butter
now.
Bing,
the Crest.
Not Butterbing.
The Crest.
Not Butterbing. The, no, the Crest. Yeah, the Crest. The Crest Hotel. Yeah, that was it.
The Fishbowl.
Yeah.
The Goldfish Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was an old queen, because the queens decided to, even though it's a hetero pub, they decided to invade it and take over. And this old queen, the head one, he used to hang out at the side of the bar and always rock up, arrogant prick, a glass of champagne with a strawberry on top, please. Oh, not even please, just do it, you know. And mate, he had the same. He had the same like Max Egan nose. You know, just like wow, God, that looks disgusting.
Yeah, hey, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Max Egan's.
He's a wino. He loves his wine. He has to be.
Yeah, well, yeah, the barber in the local town. We're at in Harvest Moon's. He's a great barber, and he's only about 5 years older than me. I would say maybe. But older, but his nose is double the size it used to be now.
And it's I think I know who you're talking about, Rick. Anyway, continue.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
I think I know.
Yeah. Ali Baba.
Yes, I know Ali. I've known him for years, man. Just
what,
was a teenager.
What a nice bloke. Fucking really good bloke. There's not many heterosexual hairdressers around, but the ones that are, they're always top guys. And he's
actually
find
the ones that are, they actually make out that they're homos just to sort of like, you know, fit in.
Can I say this? Right? Yeah, for sure. And I've got a friend, very good friend, who was the equivalent of Warren Beatty in Shampoo, you know, that
Shampoo,
when he played And this guy was a pants man of the highest, is still, I would say, he's 12 years older than me. And he was a ladies' hairdresser, and he had women dripping off him nonstop. And even Raquel Welch, where he worked in the film industry as a hairstylist, and he got friends with Raquel Welch, and he has photos of, and she's fucking stunning. Now, don't tell me she's a bloke, please. Do yourself a favor. Do it later.
Definitely suspect, man.
No way, man. She's fucking all woman. And still alive, but probably looking a bit like a 80-year-old now, sadly.
Like an old man.
Well, anyway.
Like
she,
a big, big old man.
She, I don't know if he knocked her off or whatever, but he had photos of her sitting there laughing and smiling, and they're both smoking. And she set him up in New York in a hair salon for 10 years.
Well,
yeah. So you can, the ladies' hairdressers that are blokes usually don't go long without fun, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's like I said, the hetero hairdressers make out they're gay because suddenly the women get their trust with them.
You're listening to Rick and Roller.
Unreal, all their stories.
That LSG-33.
I'm Rachel.
Connor Coove.
Original Simulant.
Robbie Parker.
This is O'Hallahan.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
I'm Rollo. Rick and Rollo without Rollo. The living skid mark. The living skid mark. And Harvest Moon and the muted Fakeologist on August the 27th, 2022. And so,
hey,
yeah.
Well done.
So anyway,
well done.
We missed you down here, mate.
What are you doing? Where are you? We miss you.
Oh, I told you. Yeah, I told you. I've been working for
a
dentist.
What are you doing?
But what an interesting character this dentist is. And then I had to go to Sydney on a fucking train for six. Oh, that's why I was whinging to Rollo. I was on the train, but I had to go to Sydney. I kid you not. On a train for 6 hours to do 5 hours work and then come back. And it took me 6 hours to get back again today. But it was productive. Terrible. It was a good visit. And I got to say this. So I've been staying in Ashfield, which is, let me just say this, pretty much on border with Thailand or Asia in general, with terms of the population there. It's pretty much Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah.
But it fucking rocks, man. I'm telling you, there's a good vibe there. And last night I walked into a bottle shop to get a bottle of wine. And instead of all the Aussie wines, which were on another wall, he had a wall of Japanese sakis, which I like. I like sake, right? And I said, this is the best bottle shop I've ever seen. It was like walls of like really good sake from all around the world, or mainly Japan and China, believe it or not. But I like the vibe. I like the vibe in Ashfield with it being almost like Vietnam or walking in Saigon or
I kind of preferred it when it was kind of like Australian. Like,
hamburgers.
You go to the service station ago. And it's owned by a white guy and maybe a family. The corner store is owned by another white family.
You always say Indians, do you?
Indians, but Pakis are Indians, mate. It's just service stations. It's not usually Asian. You never see Asians, do you?
No, it's true. It is actually true, though. Up here, definitely.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? There's an Indian billionaire in charge of the. There was something to do with cricket. He's a billionaire now. I don't know what his name is. So apparently he's very high up with some oil company and he brokers deals for families. And these are intergenerational finance, right? So they take a loan out on this service station and they put in usually Indian students or their own family and they can pay it off over 20 years or 30 years, intergenerational, right? So you cannot compete. If you've got the average Aussie, you can't compete with these guys. So it's not fair, basically. You're out of the game. And I know totally. Just local and not far from where Moon Harvest Cafe is, there's one service station left that has an Aussie running it and they offer forecourt service. If you walk in there and say, I need my windscreen wipers changed, these guys will come out and do it. You know what I mean? But the other service stations are now run more or less like a small business, like a grocery shop, basically, and owned by Indians now. And that all happened in the last 3 years, one after the other, bang, 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 bang. So, yeah, we're being replaced. We are being replaced. And I don't care what anyone said, anyone that tells me that we're not being replaced, we are being replaced.
It's so fucking obvious. Also, I'd bet that billionaire, like, that's what, you know, you said that he's the reason why all these service stations are.
Yeah, he is. It's the same guy getting the money from the same guy.
Yeah, but I'd say that this billionaire is on board with the whole Kalergi plan. I've heard different stories.
Of course he has, and he'll be a member of the World Economic.
For sure.
Guaranteed.
For sure. Yeah.
Just be assured that you're not wrong there. You're not a conspiracy theorist like me. You're a realist. You're being accurate 100%.
Yeah, 100%. It's so unfair. It's disgusting. You know, even the fast food outlets like Red Rooster, like that's owned by Packies down here. The Hungry Jack's near me. That's Asian. The McDonald's can't say about McDonald's. They do employ. It's very multicultural. Let's just say that. I don't know who's running that. I think it's Indians. But at least they employ a few white people. Where the others? Well,
do you remember? Do you remember using your short term memory? About 20 years ago, 30 years ago now. Sorry, it was 35 years ago. I know exactly when it was actually. Colonel Rabuka, in Fiji, they had a coup. And the military took over and kicked the government out because the Indians had taken over every single business and the average Fijian couldn't get a job or couldn't buy a business. So the Fijians took it over and kicked out the Indians. So that's why there's an awful – yeah. So that it can happen. But in New Zealand, it's happened there. And because the Indians are kind of blend in color-wise to the Maori, it's harder to tell. But when you go back there – and go to a small business. It's none of them are owned by New Zealanders anymore.
Don't think the Maoris would be too happy with you, Rick, saying that.
I don't think they care because they like they like robbing the places, and the Indians don't know what to do. So these guys,
look. I remember living in Melbourne for 10 years. All the taxi services were owned or operated. I can't confirm it owned, but operated by Indians. The 7-Elevens were operated by Indians. The IGAs were operated by Indians.
Yes.
Everything was. 100%, mate. Absolutely. Yep. And when I was on the Gold Coast, when I first moved from here, where I am now, to the Gold Coast, 2010, the 7-Elevens, they were all operated by Indians.
I know.
So,
no. I mean,
just putting it out there.
The mainstream media doesn't seem to like point this out. Like, what's going on here? Where are all these, journalists looking for a scoop? This is interesting. Why don't we just check out? Why is this happening?
I agree, Goldie. I agree. And do Indians employ white Australian people?
Never.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yes.
Maybe a young female.
The closest service station to me got bought out about 8 years ago, and an Indian guy took it over, and he was really arrogant. He had this real look about him like he knew what was coming and still does, I think. But I think he worked out that all the locals were going in there going, where's what's his name? Where's Jono? Jono's always here.
Where's Waldo? So he
went, Where's Waldo? So he ended up putting the two guys back again.
Hey, Mooney.
He put two of the guys back there. So it looks the same, but he owns it and about three other businesses in the same street.
Well, that's just human nature. Birds of a feather flock together. I don't think it's anything conspiratorial. Why would you hire a guy that you can yell at him in his native language? That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
No, it's completely natural.
Of course it's natural, of course.
Well, Canada's just as bad as us. I think Canada on par with being replaced.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I'm calling it replacement, and Frank does too. Frank's very well travelled, especially of late, so he's seeing – he's seeing things I'm seeing.
That's because our culture has been taken over by the death culture, and they don't like reproduction and humanity. It's pretty simple. I know we didn't do it to ourselves, but it's done. It's happened. Just look around you. Look at all the white women or indigenous populations that don't want to reproduce, and now they're being pushed with the transgender agenda, which is a billion trillion dollar industry, which basically says you are a woman and you're not here to reproduce. We think that's the last thing you should do. And it does work. Psychological, it's physical. It's mostly psychological, though. And
definitely. definitely. It'll if you can't get a job at a place.
Yeah, it'll happen to the Indians too once they're over in the Western society. They're going to get.
I don't know who's going to replace them. Who's going to replace them?
Well, when they're all done replacing, there'll be nobody left, which is the point.
I have to say, I listened to Mr. E and you for. Well, I didn't listen to the whole show, but it was a good show. Mr. E and Ab.
Mr. E was on. He was on fire. I think he was on. He was on. He was on coffee or something. He was just down boy. That's what I thought. This guy's on fire.
What a great voice he's got. He's got a great voice and.
Great guy.
And he's married to a Thai woman. He lives in Thailand. He's traveled. Yeah. He's very well traveled. He spent a lot of time in Japan. And But so he really does know his stuff when it comes to this. I was just saying, I'm staying. A good friend of mine who I normally stay with in the more salubrious suburb has moved and bought his own apartment in the slightly more run-down suburb. Anyway, it's all Asian, completely all Asian. The sign writing on all most of the shops is Asian and English, but a lot of it is just Asian. There are stores and shops and with just Asian writing, no English whatsoever on that. But I just last night I got back home and I thought, this is cool. I really thought I liked it because it was like being back in Vietnam or Thailand or somewhere where you're not living in. And the shops are all open. The staff are all friendly and happy and, you know, you can get food at any hour you wanted. Whereas around here, especially where I live, be fucking told that these people around here with businesses are the laziest people I've ever met. They shut their business on a Saturday, on a Sunday.
They sound like European.
They are funny that. But say you want fish and chips on a Saturday night, which you'd think that's a good night for fish and chips. My next door fish and chip shop, they shut because they went, my daughter needs a babysitter, so they just closed the business down. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why don't we just put staff on? But in Asia,
can't get staff at the moment. I heard that in Heathrow, they had holiday season in Britain. People got back from their holidays and they had to wait for their luggage for 8 hours.
Well, first of all, that's a lie, because I used to be in the luggage business, and if your luggage doesn't show up after an hour at the most, you just leave and they'll deliver it. We used to deliver it.
So yeah, I don't know.
Nobody waits for 8 hours for luggage unless they're transferring on.
Yeah, I believe them. I believe that's happening in England.
I remember hearing it on England. Somewhere. Yeah, England's bad.
What I'm saying is I believe that it's backed up. I agree with that. But would you wait at the airport for 8 hours for your bag unless it's full of gold? I don't think so.
You'd be waiting around just thinking it's got to come. It has to be.
You're not going to wait for 8 hours. Come on. I don't think so.
They're probably waiting again. Oh, it's delayed. We'll just wait another half an hour. Another half an hour. Okay. 16 half hours. Half it's hour. 8 hours. I reckon a lot of people would have waited. Happening. You know? Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of stupid people.
Well, in Sydney Airport right now.
Well, most of them are probably vaccinated.
On the news.
They deserve to wait. I hope they waited 24 hours, because if you're that stupid, like I said,
there's been 20,000 flights canceled in England. 20,000.
We used to do delayed baggage, and I had a picture of our warehouse once. There were 10,000 bags in our warehouse once. It was hilarious. It was funny for us because we had to deliver them. We just looked at them and said, oh my, this is going to take a while. You know, or somebody calls up and says, can you find my bag and deliver it right away? They always, and we knew all the excuses. They say, oh, I'm going to a wedding. There's heart medication. We knew all the reasons why we had to do theirs first, and we all just threw them out saying, if you put your heart medication in your check-in luggage, then I'm sorry. You're not too smart. So, and if you're going to a wedding, go buy another dress, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, apparently on the news, on several different places I've listened to.
Take two. Take two, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, you cut
out. Two news services I heard today were all talking about the amount of flights cancelled in England in the last 5 days.
But we here as fakeologists, we know what's going on.
They don't want you to travel.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is how they're going to do it. Now you always wondered, how are they going to pull this off? How are they going? Okay. Well, just don't hire anyone. Don't hire anyone to do the work. It's pretty simple. Yeah. When are people going to get on? Toronto is no different.
Every Saturday, the first thing that comes on the radio when I listen to it in the mornings is the airport is absolute chaos. That's what they say. Airport is chaos.
And they want you to
delays.
Think that. Now, I've heard
that
some people are getting right through, though.
Well, I did, and without a mask, be told, guaranteed. I walked in.
No, I meant
the only
some people are getting on
airport.
And off their plane, then it was on time. But the numbers are very low. They want the digital ID. They want you to beg for it to say, oh, just show your digital ID to this machine, and you'll fly right through.
Well, Frank showed that thing for that. So Amazon is saying we can do it with your scan, your right hand, and we can do it. No problem. You will not need a passport.
Or facial recognition. I think it's going to be facial. I think it's going to be facial recognition because that's handy if they want to catch you as a crook or anything like that. They could just point a camera at you. Say, oh, there's Rick. He's walking down the street of Sydney. Okay. Send someone over to grab him. No, but it's going to be facial. I think it's going to be facial.
Well, that's one of the reasons.
I was just going to say, speaking of like airports and vaccinated people, here's Mike Tyson, if you want to.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard about the story. I wonder if it's true.
Yes, I am vaccinated. but I must say, if I kind of have to say, I didn't do it willingly. I'm a little apprehensive of that. I was pretty much beaten into submission to do this because I travel internationally, and if I don't travel, we don't eat. Yes, I am vaccinated. but I must say, I didn't do it willingly. I'm a little apprehensive of that. I was pretty much beaten into submission to do this because I travel internationally, and if I don't travel,
that's funny.
We don't eat.
Mike Tyson was beaten.
Yes.
He was beaten. Hello. Mike.
Choice of words.
If you thought he was hard to understand before, just wait till he starts getting paralyzed. That'll be hilarious.
Is there a bit more to that? I'm not sure. Like I think that's why they played it twice. So you have because he's sort of hard to understand.
Yeah, the first time you have to translate. Yeah, what is this?
He's in a wheelchair now. He's getting rolled. They show pictures of him in a wheelchair, just getting rolled around.
I thought it was funny.
In a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He was beating someone up on a plane last time I was.
Yeah. Probably the pilot.
He's a tricky one. You think he's a female? He's a tricky one.
I have seen people do trans investigations.
Absolutely not. Muhammad Ali and him.
And I kind of go,
Let's just say it's the next Mandela effect. Yeah. It's Mandela.
Why would the trainees vaccinate their own? You know, this world is all pedophiles and trainees.
On the other hand, they got to be done with Mike. Mike is now not part of the narrative anymore. I don't think they need him.
Can I just go back there? There's no way Mike Tyson's a female or Muhammad Ali or any boxer.
Well, none of them. These guys are supermen. Rick, with respect,
women can't.
Women like
Listen, like,
what is Mr. EP?
Noise Level and I, we do the research, okay? No offense.
All right, you keep on researching it. You just keep on researching it.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I mean, I get to them, but unless it's confirmed in my head, then I don't really sort of push it because it's just like you're denigrating someone's character and really like you, it could go either way. Justin Trudeau,
all you have to do is watch female sports stars versus a trans, when they get one tranny in female sports stars, the transvestite wins every time. Men are more superior.
You mean the man dressed up as a woman. Well, let's just call it what
Mike
is.
Tyson. Mike Tyson is the ubermensch of he was just one big. He was a bully, physically intimidating, fast boxing skills. But there's no woman on the planet that could do that.
Noise Level. Did Guaranteed. He not have the tranny voice though? He's always had the training.
No, but a lot of people speak like this. A lot of people speak like this.
No,
that's
a good point. No.
A lot of people speak like this. I can do it right now.
My sister's ex-boyfriend, her sister was a bodybuilder. And I'm telling you, this woman looked so grotesque. She did look like a man. Because of what she stuck in her body, the injections. You can turn a woman into this beefy, huge, muscle-bound... Yes,
with a deep voice.
Bev Francis. Bev Francis. But unfortunately,
they could have done it to him, too.
I'll give you another example is David Beckham. Now, we know his wife's a trainee. And his voice, his voice is like, hey, you go. It's pretty, I can't do his impersonation, but he's got a terrible voice. Like, it's like, so hot. And all of a sudden he opens his mouth and the women just go, oh my God.
Yeah, I went up there and I was going up.
Yeah.
And Mike has the same voice. It's a tranny voice.
Lot of blokes have bad voices, Ed. A lot of blokes.
Mr. E and I, but they're not in the media. Mr. E and I went on a tranny channel where they taught you how to speak like a woman. And my God, it's amazing. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
No. But anyway,
I'm sure.
But this is, once people start saying, oh, Mike Tyson's a woman, anyone that knows anything about sport and sees the amount of guys he fucking cleaned up, including a guy I actually met one day.
They were all staged, right? Come on, Rick.
They were all staged. No way. The guy,
How many times
he was a machine. No one has ever seen a machine like that before.
Promoted. Oh my God. What was his manager's name? Don somebody? It was a show. It was a circus act. Man. Come on. It wasn't boxing.
Look, Ab, he was not a woman. Just be told, guaranteed. And I reckon that'll be the problem. That'll be the thing. Mr. E, what does he say? I bet he doesn't say.
I don't know. I have to look it up. Guaranteed. He's done so many.
He's not that
stupid.
He's
done so many. He forgets what he's done. he's really great.
You know. That's the thing that.
We got some play in here.
You look terrible.
No, apparently so.
Retirement has ruined you.
Actually, funny you say that. My little girl turned around to me the other day and. I just bathed her, and I was in the bath as well, so I got her out, and, you know, I was towelling
her.
Oh, dear. She said, Danny, I love you so much, but I don't like you. You're so chubby.
His voice doesn't sound so bad now. Maybe he's improved on it. That's 2015.
Probably had elocution.
Yeah. He was terrible before, you know.
If he had a good voice...
I'd say it's a chick.
Noise Level. If he had a good voice, right, he would have been the biggest action star you've ever seen. Because everyone loved him. Popular. Yeah. But his voice and his brain, and we just don't just think it's his voice. The guy's got an IQ of a imbecile. Guaranteed.
Oh, you talking about Beckham? David Beckham?
Yep.
Yeah.
He hasn't got an IQ. If you asked him, if you went up to him and said, my Volkswagen, someone's pinched my motor and opened up the front of your Volkswagen, he'd go, you know, that's terrible. You know, oh. He wouldn't realise there's an engine in the back. That's how dumb this guy is. But he's a good sportsman and he could play soccer.
He married Posh Spice and
Victoria.
I thought she was not much going on up there, upstairs. Fucking tranny.
Let's just say this. I was just in.
And as he's progressed through the. Bit different these days, you know. It's more.
I was just in Woolworths. Concentrating and perusing the shelves.
Beckham demonstrates.
Maybe his voice isn't. It's not as bad as I thought. I don't know.
I know lots of blokes that haven't got deep, booming voices, but, you know, like us. We've been blessed with a voice that can boom. Some people.
Your voice is great, Rick. Come on, it's baritonal. It's fantastic.
I'm not saying that, but you know, there are people out there that haven't got that distinct voice, and you know, they're talking.
There's something wrong with Mike's
bassy voice, mate.
There is something wrong with Mike.
No, he's got a speech impediment, and that's why he got so tough. The reason
he's got a lisp on top of a bad voice. Yes. There's something wrong. Yeah, he has a lisp. He's not smart. He's punch drunk, probably, and there's a lot going on with that guy. Oh yeah,
he's not let's just put it this way. He's just he's not a woman. He's just
he's only our age. Give him another 10 years, and we're if he makes it another 10 years, which there's no guarantee.
He's smoking a lot of pot.
Let's watch him. Let's watch the guy and see how he progresses, because when they hit their 60s, a lot. Did you see Ginger from Gilligan's Island?
He's doing mushrooms.
How about Ginger from Gilligan's Island? Did you see what happened to her face? Oh, my God. That's not a woman. No way.
I met her, Ab. I met her.
Okay. Have you seen her lately? Oh, my. Take a
look. She'll be 95 years of age.
Okay. So maybe it's 20 years old. Maybe the picture's 20 years ago. Take a look. I used it as my radio artwork. Well,
She was walking up towards me because.
I see what you're talking about.
You know.
Yeah.
What happened there?
She'd be taking probably male. Ooh. You know what all these chicks are doing?
They're taking something?
Male hormones.
That's like the crypt keeper. The crypt keeper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, my God. Oh,
man. She kind of looked pretty hot, and then
she went out with Elvis. I think she went out with Elvis.
Well, I don't know.
When I met her, she was very unusual looking then. Go.
This is when the hormones don't work. They don't work.
Can I ask surgery? Say a male wants to become a female and female wants to become a male. How long, depending on X amount of supplements or injections or whatever, how long do you think it takes?
Depends when they start. And how much money you got. It depends on a million things. When do they start with the hormones?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But the whole, like,
everyone's
genital
different.
Reproduction surgery, that whole thing.
They just change the shape of your genitals. They can't connect the plumbing. There's no way you can connect the plumbing. It's just
the problems that happen when a man tries to put a vagina.
Let's call it what it is. It's not surgery. It's mutilation. That's all it is.
Mutilation.
It's not surgery.
100%. 100%.
100%. And would we, do you want the state to sponsor mutilation? Should we pay for mutilation? Is that where? Is that how far we've gone down into the depths of depravity?
Yes, we will. I don't think so. And we will. We no, not we, but sorry.
That's terrible. Terrible. I know. No. We're going. Yeah, we're going down. The elevator's going down.
No. A little bit more about it. That's all. I just, when person X becomes person Y, I'm going, well, what's going on? How long has it been going on for? And what have they done? And what's the evidence for it? Basically, that's me.
Well, I'll tell you now.
Have you watched Mr. E at all?
It doesn't look very realistic.
Sorry?
Have you watched Mr. E? Because
yes,
that guy has a way of drawing you into his stories. He's really good.
Do you think
he's
could be an agent?
Ah. I do. But I'm just curious. That's all.
Yeah. I don't have all the answers, but I have lots of questions too. It's okay. You can ask away.
On the path, how long it takes from person A to person B. That's sort of where I'm
I think it's a lifetime. You don't just transition. It's constant maintenance. And if they unplug from the matrix, that's when bad things can happen. They need their up. It's like an app. It needs to be updated every week. Probably they probably have to go plug into their surgeon to their hormone person.
One of the most famous transsexuals in Australia is, what's the name? Not Carmen. Is it Carmen? They did a documentary and a movie about her. She ran Lay Girls in King's Cross, the famous kind of a drag nightclub that pioneered. It was started in the 50s where men dressed as women and, you know, entertained the visiting troops because loads of military. Yeah. This was a high class, but so this one had an operation, everything, and she was extremely famous and looked kind of feminine, kind of feminine. I think it's Carmen. Is it Carmen or it's she's
all right,
famous?
We don't
in
know
Australia.
Who it is. We don't know.
Oh no, but you don't. But put it this way, Moon Harvest's father and everyone. This woman, was not world famous, but a huge celebrity in Australia. So this whole
one of the characters from that. Yeah. What's his name? He used to cross dress on TV. What was his name, Rick?
That's
Barry Humphries you're talking about. He's not even a homosexual. That was his role that he played. There's a comedy routine
Dame Edna?
World famous again. Dame Edna.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah. But he wasn't trying to be
what was your point
person.
About
he was just dressed up in drag.
About this famous tranny that nobody's heard of?
Oh, that was. No, you haven't, but everyone in Australia, except for me, I can't. He was Carlotta.
Noise Level heard
Carlotta.
Of him?
Carlotta, the
Lay Girls in King's Cross. I can't picture it. The name sounds familiar. Yes,
They made a they recently made a movie about her as a pioneer transgender person, right? So and you know that movie that was a worldwide hit about transvestites, the bus
Priscilla,
traveling through
the desert.
Priscilla was based
terrible
on Carlotta. But based on Carlotta.
Is that Australian? Yeah. That movie?
Sadly, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. It actually
I don't know that.
Australia promoted transgender people.
Very funny. I'm just going to say
liked it. Did you?
I thought it was funny.
I found it just.
I had its moments, but Guy Pearce and Guy Pearce and Terrence Stamp and the guy that from the Matrix, Mr. Smith, was the transvestite.
Trannies.
That was just promoting. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was promoting the agenda.
promoting yep. the agenda.
And yeah, Carlotta
was promoting the agenda in 1968, right? So this yeah. is how long this thing goes back.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had the Divine. Remember Divine?
Yes.
The Aussie. Oh my God. That was a dude. It didn't drag.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Divine was American, shit. Though. Yeah, that was the John Waters movie. Yeah, yeah. John Waters, the American alt director, did.
Hey, are we taking calls tonight, Rick?
Pink Flamingos. Is anyone going to ring up? I don't think so. They'll never get a word on
the phone number. Nobody's going to call if they don't have the phone number.
Okay, hang on. I'll do it. I'll do the spiel, okay?
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends a beast with wrath, because he knows his time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 810-666-1984. Thing.
That was good.
Good
job.
That was so good.
That's really good. Hey, Moon Harvest, like your questions about, you know, trans trannies and the growing period or whatever you want to call it. Look, I remember this video and this YouTuber, Trans Investigator Backup. It's a decent channel. I just at the end of his video, he always plays this little bit of footage where it shows a guy. And he's transitioning into a girl. He's taking the hormones, and he has to read this bit of poetry out, and then he reads it out about like 6 months later. And have a listen to this. Here we go.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Investigation channels.
Good man. Noise with the clips. Noise with the clips.
Rainbow Passage. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon.
Okay, that's before. 7 months.
Sounds like a cutie.
Rainbow passage.
Yeah, this is great.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it.
Beyond
his reach, his friends say
he's
looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And that, honestly, that's got the video footage of the same person. It's definitely the same person.
Or is that just with playing with your voice?
Surgery, guaranteed.
I think that was just the hormones kicking in eventually.
Oh, the hormones. You don't do surgery on vocal cords.
Pre-operation voice. So it might be surgery. Exactly. Pre-operation. 7 months into recovery after yeast on VFS, whatever that means. So there you go. It could be surgical.
Listen to me. A good friend of mine, a client, had a massive tumor in her throat, right? And she was in hospital for a year. She described as her head was cut off, and she to remove the surgery, they had to cut her throat wide open. And
terrible.
When she got out, listen to this. When she got out, her voice was so deep it sounded like a man's voice. And they said, the doctor said to her, "Look, we probably have interfered with your vocal cords, so come in. We can do another procedure." So she had to go in there and be awake while I cut her throat open and then retone her vocal cords, and she got her voice back again. So there is a surgery to retone. They twist your vocal cords back higher. It is guaranteed, but it happens. And so if you look up a transvestigation, Mr. E, vocal cord operation, you'll see what I just told you just then, and it's a fact. Guaranteed. They can do anything with surgery. They can do anything. Be told.
But they can't turn a man into a woman for real.
Never. No. Never. And never. And
And a female can never be an athlete like a male because they have not got the genetics. It doesn't matter how many steroids they take or hormones, their bodies do not
roll up. After the break.
Not roll up. After the break.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
They're alive, but one they're in operation.
Wonder. Yeah, I also had a couple
Rollo,
other.
Without Rollo and with the stars of Fakeologist from FakeologistRadio.com, Noise Devil, and who was that?
Nice intro. Yeah, right round by Dead or Alive on WFAK. Thank you. Oh.
Unsuccessful trans operations you've ever seen in your life. It's Pete Burns.
Oh, is that right? They're all trans?
Okay. It's definitely a bloke dressed up as a woman, tranny, drag queen.
Check out before and after.
Oh.
1990 something. Probably 1989.
Don't know. 88.
Hey, Reggie, so Pete did a good cover of that song.
Yeah.
Called Frankenbach did a cover of that, a metal cover, Frankenbach from Melbourne.
Cool.
We're joined by Mizm, by the way. Mizm, hello. Switzerland.
Mizm.
Burn. Mizm. Oh, she just muted.
Burn, baby, burn. Okay. Burn, baby, burn.
You know, people,
woe to you, O earth and sea.
Yes.
His time is short. Let him who hath understood its number is
eight. German back to you.
Oh, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
How about Achtung? I know Achtung.
Hello, guys.
Achtung, baby.
I just would like to listen to you and not to talk because I'm doing stuff in my home, but I would like to listen if it's possible. Is that okay?
Yes, you can.
It's fine with us.
Well, yeah.
That's cool.
We have a stream, fake11.com/stream2.
Yeah, but I don't have it on the phone and I don't know how to get it. Okay. And it's complicated.
Oh, I gotcha. You could listen. You're always welcome here, Mizm. Hey, Mizm, before you go, we had the Booger Man come back to Discord. I thought you guys might want to talk. You guys might have something to say to each other. He's big on Steve Dayock. He's big on the real jumpers and all kinds of crazy things.
I know.
Absolute
him.
Waste of fucking time. Absolute waste of time.
There's Rick.
I already talked to him, and we are going to talk together on the live stream maybe end of next week.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Cool. So have a good time. I will listen.
Yeah. Okay. Cheers. I'm glad to hear that Boogeyman's still around.
Miss him. Nice to hear you. Have a good night.
She's listening. She says thanks.
Oh. Don't get good. Don't get good.
Is she German or Swedish? Good. I thought you said Sweden at the start.
Missim is Greek, but living in and she speaks about at least six languages that I've worked out. So she speaks German, Swiss, and Greek fluently.
Right.
Fluently.
That's why I said started speaking German, because I thought I'm like, das ist sehr gut. Have a good night. Alles klar.
Got me thuns.
There you go. Tora.
Well, that's the Axis, I suppose. The Axis powers. So, kind of there. Yeah, why not?
Hey, just want to throw this thing out there to you guys. What do you think about the whole Shaq, like the Shaquille O'Neal stuff that's been going on?
He's
It's even in Australia, he's got interviews with guys on football TV and he's on the couch with them. I looked at it, and I honestly said it's pushing gambling.
He's pushing gambling. He's over here to push the gambling apps.
He looks like he's being surgeon on the couch. Sorry, Rick, go.
He's pushing gambling apps. That's what he's doing over here. He's pushing gambling.
Is this the ex-basketball? Basketball dude? Yep. Is that you took? Oh, yep. Okay, gotcha. Right. Yeah, whatever.
Basketball. No, this is even before IPS came out and did the Shaquille O'Neal or whatever it was. It said Shaq. I thought it was kind of a synchronicity, but I was watching football because I don't watch football. My dad has it on of a night time, and this ad comes on and he's sitting there and he's shaking hands or whatever. And I'm just going, the whole scene didn't look real. Like, is Shaquille O'Neal in Australia at the moment? Or is he hyperimposed onto the couch? And they get up the next day, and then IPS has done this whole thing, Shaq, on Shaq. And I haven't listened to it yet, but it seemed a bit weird. What's going on?
He's here, and he's pushing gambling.
Big so ball. He is here he's in here. Australia?
Yeah, he's in Melbourne right now. Yep, right now.
The only way asking us, because we haven't seen it, sort of like you have to sort of like probably just study the videos and just sort of look for clues.
My son filled me in about the whole thing about 5 hours ago. He's in a some upmarket clothing shop and doing appearances and stuff in Victoria right now, guaranteed, 100%.
Okay,
and he's pushing gambling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's here for.
American Indians, like they've got the casinos. Are they giving the blacks in America casinos?
No.
Like, as reparations for like the Jewish slave trade.
I'll be back. I'll be. Back in 5 minutes.
Rick's eating.
A lot of sports figures are pushing gambling. It's the fall of Rome. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, even our top hockey player, Wayne Gretzky, he's into online gambling, and it's ridiculous. Really, I mean, what are we doing? We're just taking all wealth and just destroying it.
Well,
destroying children.
That's exactly the thing. I mean, why does anyone gamble? I mean, it seems like a cliche thing. Like, why would you do it? But I don't know.
People gamble because they think they can get rich quick. That's it. It's getting money for nothing. That's all it is.
And you checks for
money
free.
For nothing. Yeah. It's a fool's errand. It's just, that's why gambling is a sin.
Well,
it's not good for society.
It's not good.
For instance, one time,
a bunch of me and my mates, old friends, this is years ago, they loved the casino, so we're all going to the fucking casino and dragging me along. But beforehand, we're getting pissed, so we went round to this pick up this guy at his house, and, you know, while we're there, we thought, oh, let's have a game of darts. And, you know, it was like whoever could get the ball or whatever, like, wins. But, like, everybody put in, like, $20. So if you won, you got, like, you know, what was it, about like $120. And that was cool because, like, I didn't mind putting the $20 in because whoever won, I knew it was going to someone that I knew. Whereas the fucking casinos, you don't know who it's going to, and it's just so soulless, you know. Like, and there's a chance that I could have won that. I nearly did. I got second, but I didn't get it, you know, of course. So, That sort of gambling's good, where the money stays in house, but not these stupid casinos that we got, especially over east and around the world. So I don't hate gambling. I just hate the Robert De Niro
corporate gambling.
Yeah, the whole big industry. You know, we're just like. And these people don't gamble that own these things. They don't have to. It's just a money-making exercise. It's totally disgusting.
But it destroys lives, though. It has no upside.
Totally.
No upside to it. There's no upside to the communities that it's in. None. They say, it brings jobs. What kind of jobs? They're not productive jobs.
They don't give much back to the community, do they?
I just read yesterday in my community, we have one down the street from me. I barely know where it is, so they don't go that way. They said, this quarter gave the city $5 million. And $5 million for a quarter? So it's $20 million a year? That's the upside? $20 million? That's not a win for all the people that are losing, that live around the area, that are probably losing their shirts. $20 million is
probably a drop
in the bucket.
It's probably the government did through income tax. Like, we pay all this fucking GST and income tax, and like, where are all the roads? Where are all the hospitals? Oh, they're already there.
I'm talking about the city. The city doesn't get the HST and GST. That goes up. That goes higher up. I'm just saying the city itself got $20 million. That's nothing. It's not worth it.
But I mean, at least it's something.
No, but how many people lose because of it? And how much did the city put in? The city put in money too.
Whose money is it? It's all the gamblers that make up the city. It's usually probably the lower class.
Those are local people. So they can't buy stuff, or they go on the dole, and you end up supporting them anyway when they lose their shirts.
Yeah. Yep.
Because our city is not a tourist attraction, so we're not going to get people from out of town to come to our building with slot machines. That's just not going to happen. No one's going to drive to our city just to go to that casino, and they can go to any casino within 10 or 20 miles of their place.
Mm.
So it's got to be local people. So Anyway.
Fair enough.
Yeah, end of anyway. Sermon.
Yeah. Where are we off to now? We can actually, there's actually pauses now that Rick's not here. It's strange.
Well, you know, when there's a pause, you can think. Pausing allows you
to think. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
And the pauses are cut out anyway, so you might have some clips and such.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Look, I wouldn't mind playing that. The shame he's not here.
Even though I'm not a super fan or noise level, there's a podcast I do listen to that I'm wondering if you listen to called Pink Triangle. Or no, is it called? The Perfect Triangle.
I have listened to that. It's not bad. Not bad. Yeah, wow. Mate,
I figured that would be up your alley.
Yeah, well, he's does make a lot of sense most of the time. Yeah, he's good. He's good. Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time. Actually, when COVID was really hitting hard, like that, they were like the last bastion. Like Giuseppe and Scorpio, they were the ones that were really, really like, you know, just fuck it, pumping it out. Just a lot of people sort of like, you know, took breaks where they were just, keep going. Just because I was looking for something, mate. And a lot of the time there was nothing. At just right when it was really, when they were really putting the clampers on. And it looked dire. It still does look dire. But,
yeah, you know, it does.
With that fear campaign was really at its peak, you know. Oh, God. Never forget that, guys. That fear campaign was full on. I'll never forget it, man. It made me, I started thinking some weird thoughts. Jesus. I saw Max Egan, like, suddenly leave the country. I thought, fuck, I missed out. I should have fucking gone with him, you know.
Well, it's not over yet.
That's not it's over, not man. Over yet. No.
Goldie, do you watch any of Max Egan's videos? Because I was watching them for about 3 months, 4 months last year, and I just sort of dropped out of them when he went to Mexico. Do you stay in touch or watch?
Oh, mate, dude, I'm not a huge fan of the guy, but I have watched the odd video that he makes and just to check out that nose, and he's not bad, and he's actually doing the sort of similar sort of thing now. One of the last one I saw was where he actually plays little clips in between his videos, like, you know, just like what we're doing, you know, like which sort of breaks it up, where because he's always just walking around in his backyard, and the last one I saw was pretty good, you know. He's very friendly to the natives.
Sorry, Goldie. Before he left, I really enjoyed his. You know, he had the GoPro thing, and he's walking around his backyard. Yeah. And he had his peacocks and all that. I liked that. That was nice.
Well, he would love. I'm sure he would prefer to be back home in Queensland than he would be in Mexico. Even though it looks, I'm sure he's. It looks quite a nice place actually, and yeah. But he left his son. That's what's funny. He goes, okay, I'm out of here, but you stay here.
I've got like 2 years worth of food in my cupboards.
Yeah. Fight to the last man. Yeah, I'm off to Mexico.
Yeah. It was kind of strange, but I guess maybe the decision that you have to make. But I have no idea, mate. Honestly,
we don't know. I mean, look. When he described his exit out of Australia at the airport, how like, you know, he got this computer screen as he's walking through the turnstiles, whatever, and says like, you know, if you leave this country, there's a good chance that you won't be allowed back, you know, and that was scary. But then I heard that was always the case if you're doing a one-way flight. Is that true? If you're just a one-way flight citizen,
then you can come back. That's what I always thought.
That's what I always thought. But I heard that it was because he didn't have a return flight, and it actually said, "Look, if you're leaving, there's a good chance that you won't be allowed back.
I think if you have a one-way flight, it's the receiving country that's going to be a little suspicious because they don't want you to think you're going to immigrate
without permission.
Yeah.
So it's not the vaccine or the PCR.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Pepper. Since 2017, I'll consider myself a junior fakeologist. And you're listening to the Fakeologist Show on fakeologist.com.
Hey, Rick, somebody turned up when you weren't here.
Who? Who?
Pause.
Who's pause?
Pause?
Pause. My son said that trash talk.
What? Your son listening?
Yeah, of course he is. And can I just say this? You know, last Sunday's show, my whole show, and she said she agreed that she didn't like. Who was that guy we were talking about? What was it again?
Andrew Tate.
She hates Andrew Tate as well. So.
Yeah, well, that's why he's there. He's there for her to hate.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't it incredible?
I love this. It's so good, man.
So your
take
daughter.
Take two, man. Take two, Rick.
Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Ab's daughter mentioned Andrew Tate, so I asked my sons on the last Ab and Rick show.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Ab and Rick. Yeah, and blow me down, they knew exactly who he was. And
I don't know who he is. Who is he?
Oh, you'd like him, Goldie.
Here we go.
At my school, we couldn't talk about him. Like, otherwise we'd be sent to, like, the coordinator.
Are you kidding? So who told you that?
Be told.
There you go.
What?
Be told. This is live.
Who
radio.
Is this person? Who is Andrew Tate? Who is Andrew Tate?
You'll get this. Me and you, Golden Skidmark, would think Andrew Tate's pretty cool because everything he says, we'd agree.
Oh, Goldie would love him. Goldie would love him.
Yeah.
But let your son tell Goldie. You're cutting out. Let your son say why he can't talk about him.
He started off as an influencer.
So why can't you talk about Andrew Tate?
Because his values don't match with the school's morals, I guess.
His values don't match with the school's morals. This is a Catholic school.
Are you going to a religious school? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what's his values?
Women are property, and women need to keep their mouths shut, basically. And look, to be honest,
this is like, I love women and stuff. It's really
all right. Tomorrow night, you can come on.
But you're not. Come
on. He's coming on tomorrow night. Ab.
Let him talk. Let him talk.
Yeah, no, he's got every. Get him a proper mic. Ab, have you any idea how many proper mics this house has and how much equipment this man has?
I don't know because you don't use one.
I've got one on right now.
You've been cutting out all night. You're cutting out all night, though. That's why we keep saying take two.
Oh, that's because of my shitty phone. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so tomorrow night he can come on and talk about Andrew. You've been booked.
Oh, nice. I'll tune into that.
Yep. Okay. Righto, you'll be there. Is it Sunday night?
All right. Be told.
Yep. Be told.
100%.
So, yeah, my daughter goes, oh, Andrew Tate's a dickhead, and I hate him as well. And I went, why?
Can Goldie play a clip? Goldie, play a clip.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find
Andrew Tate.
Will he be on YouTube or not?
Yes. He's probably been kicked off recently.
Yeah, no.
Joe Rogan name drops him. Name dropped him.
You might have a little tricky time finding him on YouTube, but someone's done a mashup on YouTube of him. So you'll find some stuff.
Excellent.
You'll find
there's a 50 second.
Don't the one where there's something on there about mandating women. Oh, okay. There is one on there.
Where we scrolled.
It'll be on now. That sounds good to me.
Andrew Tate on the differences between men and women in deaf.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let's play that.
That
sounds
good.
Alrighty. 5 minutes.
That sounds like a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I think you'll get it within 2 minutes.
Detached from sex. Yeah. You know, emotionally. Women aren't. As much as they want to say, well, I can bang guys, emotionless. Oh, really? Do you sleep with new guys every single night to cope with your same horniness? No, that's disgusting. Exactly, because there's an emotional tie to some degree. Even the most discriminant woman is going to be far more conservative than even the most conservative man. Indiscriminate woman. Even the biggest guy that, I'm a church boy, I'm not trying to smash. He's going to still have a higher sex drive and want to bang more than even like the most conservative girl. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So like these, it's just cap. It's just cap. But what's your take on it? I think men and women show.
They show it absolutely different ways. They show it absolutely different ways. I completely agree with you, but there's also another argument. Yeah. So that's one.
This is played at like 2.5 biological times.
Perspective argument.
Right? The audio.
Say again.
This is being played at like 2.5 times the audio, at least.
Is it?
Well, the audio is faster than the person could possibly speak.
I think they're all coked up. They're all rappers, mate. Like
the women's role in society, that's a better one. But anyway, I haven't heard that one anyway. So play what you want to play, mate.
Keep playing.
All right, okay, keep playing.
So you have to look at, you always, when you look at people, you have to look at people from a societal perspective and from an evolutionary biological perspective. We are animals. So we've evolved a certain way as animals, and then society's come along and given us certain rules on top, right? Like monogamy is a societal rule.
Yes.
It's not natural for
keep things men. Keep things stable.
Keep things stable, right? So, but you have to understand something. Paternity, up until very modern times, could only be insured through virginity.
Yeah.
The reason that in many societies still today, including the countries you've just named, virginity is coveted, it's because that's the only way you can ensure the paternity of the children.
Via
virginity. For the longest period of human history, women were virgins until they were married.
Yes.
Virginity was absolutely and utterly important, and this is all linked to paternity. Just because now we have the pill and we have DNA tests, that doesn't mean you should act in a way in which you would not be instantly sure on the paternity of a pregnancy.
Technology has not changed
instinct. Technology has not changed the instinct and the biological evolutionary hardwiring of humanity.
Facts.
In which you, if you are pregnant and you're not certain of whose it is, because most of these chicks out here, if they got pregnant, it could be one of three dudes.
Facts.
One of three. because
Wow. So the feminists, not too happy with this guy or the host.
No. They hate this. And I said, when I heard what he said, I said, he sounds pretty cool to me because he seems like he's just saying what we would probably agree with. You know,
of course. But he's saying what can't be said. Now, I'm just curious, do you think he's an agitator on purpose or what?
For sure. It's on YouTube.
He's not
on YouTube. He's kicked off everywhere, though. Is that part of the deal?
This is on YouTube, so I mean, this.
No, yeah, but that's not
Tate
him.
Stories.
That's somebody.
Tate Stories. The channel's called Tate Stories.
But that's
could be,
not
it
him,
could be a
though,
copy, though.
Oh,
it could
whatever.
Be
a copy.
No, that's
could
not
be a
copy, him. Yeah. That's okay. That's one
he's been kicked off. But that's just to give him cred.
I was just concerned.
I was concerned.
Ab's daughter mentioned him, and so I asked my two sons. I said, and they were both like straight away, you can't talk about him. And I went, why can't you talk about him? He goes, because he's doing all these things, and straight away I knew he was probably talking truth, because the kids they all knew who he was. But they didn't want to talk about him. They felt guilty about talking about him.
Mm. Exactly.
And my daughter's reaction was, Andrew Tate's she said, I love listening to the show, but she goes, Andrew Tate's I can't remember. She said, it was offensive. It was offensive. If you're Andrew Tate's mother, you wouldn't have liked to hear what she said. But he's definitely just telling the truth, I would say. And I'm sorry.
I'm not, what do you call it? I'm not a misogynist.
Did you tell that to your daughter?
No, I just said, have you heard of him before? And she said,
Say he's telling the truth to your daughter?
I said it to my boys. I haven't spoken to her directly about it yet. But
you backed down with your daughter, eh? That's interesting.
Just reminded me of that something that happened back in March 2021. I've got the article here, and it's school in Australia makes male students apologise for behaviours of their gender. Geez.
Yeah.
Parents say they were left completely mortified after a school in Australia told male students to stand up in assembly and apologise to their female peers for behaviours of their gender. That was in Warramabool, Victoria.
Oh, wait a second.
That's fucked.
How do they know it? How do they know what those guys' gender was? Because there's, as the guy said, gender is a made-up thing. There's sexes and there's gender, and of course there's 100 genders according to them. So how do they know which genders those boys were?
That's it.
They don't know. I mean, they don't know what genders they were.
So don't believe anything. Don't send your kids to the school. Take your kids out of the schools. You know, take your children out of the school.
Really. I agree.
Homeschool.
I totally agree.
Mate, it's not that hard. All you got to do is just say, "Hey, read that book." Give you a week, and for the rest of the time,
don't listen to anything.
3 hours.
Like
3 hours of school, and the rest of the day you can do whatever you want. Come on,
you should hear.
It's pretty easy.
You should hear the
convince a kid.
You should have heard the squabbles. You should have heard the squabbles I had when we were a couple with my ex, and she said, "Oh no, he's not doing something." And I said, "Good."
good on you, man.
I said, "Good." I said, "I don't want them to have to do homework at home." I said, "We're paying fucking big money for them to get educated at school. They don't need to come home and do this shit brainwashed." Yeah. You know, and I made sure that I reiterated that whatever your teacher's saying, think for yourself. Think for yourself.
Yep.
What are they saying?
Good man.
Make your own opinion. Yep. And but now I'm single, but guess what? I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that because they've now got two polar opposite homes that they go to, with me saying, "Dad, I don't want to do my homework." And I say, "Good, don't do your homework." Hurt the mother.
Good on you, man.
Well, that's the way it is.
Amen. Amen, Rick. Amen.
Yeah.
And actually, on that note, I'm going to go, guys.
Man, telling me. Oh, good mate. I'll see you in the morning, man.
Fuck, man.
I'll see you in the morning. Thanks
for the chat, guys, everyone. It's been fantastic.
Good to talk to you.
Moot Arvis, we didn't give you much airtime, and thanks for being a donor at Fakeologist. Do you have any stories from the week? Because we really you haven't had a chance.
Well, Rick wasn't there. They lost money because
there's no real stories, Ab. I told my last story last week. Which was just about the fan and the fan connection being the lunation in the air sign. That's it. It's all good, man. I have nothing else to say.
But do you have any customer stories? Because they're always good for a laugh. What do you think? How do people look? Somebody was saying that people don't look right at the moment. So you see a lot of people in retail.
Hey,
so what are you seeing? What are you seeing in the store? If Rick could let you talk for a second. Rick.
what I would say is that we deal with a lot of elderly people in this area and have done for a long time, but I'm noticing the degradation of people's mental health. And I can't... My. Well, we have done that for the last 2 years and we have a lot of elderly people coming in, no problem. But... people are just doing really weird shit, like the elderly. They're just...
Oh.
My mate today told me something really strange. He said, and it was yesterday, him and his wife were in there having a dinner and it was all good. And there was a whole line of people and this lady just comes up and she just leans into the chair like she's just casually talking to someone on his back. So it's the back of his chair, and just she had no idea what was going on. He spun around and said, "Are you all right there?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm okay." And he went, what's it? Like, they seem to be really incoherent, incognizant. Like, they just, it's a very strange thing, Ab. Swapping tables all the time. It's bizarre. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, early onset dementia, but they're 80. Like, what's going on here? Like, is it quick onset dementia? I have no idea.
So you are seeing really changes. Weird. So you're seeing changes. That's interesting. So you are seeing some changes in behavior. What about physical appearance? Because I'm hearing stories that people do look like zombies. They're acting.
Yes. I can give you a quick one on that.
All right.
Well, I know that a lot of people here, like I frequent the pub here, and I know that a lot of them have been triple, double, boosted, whatever, 4 shots, 5 shots, whatever it is. Some of them might have been mRNA, some of them might have been flu shots, boosters. But cancers, things have been cut out of people's bodies. I know 2 people, in fact, that their eye, like near their eyes, they've had growths that have had to be cut out. I know 1 guy that's had his eye removed. Now, that was a problem for a long time, but it seems to be exacerbated by the last 18 months. So I've seen that.
Yeah.
And 2 close workers of mine, I might have mentioned this on an earlier show, young workers. One is 23 and she had 2 Pfizers, and when she had the second one within 48 hours, she woke up in the middle of the night and she had to be rushed to a hospital. And if she wasn't in hospital, they said that if you didn't come there, you basically would have had a heart attack. So pericarditis, myocarditis, that kind of thing. Yeah. The other one has had menstrual struggles. So she said to me, since I've had this, I have not been feeling well at all. And a lot of stuff doing with her periods and all that. And she's actually a GP in Switzerland. So,
wow.
Yeah. And that happened.
That's really personal info for her to share too, isn't it? Wow. So it must be compelling if she's telling you that.
Well, it was. And I can still picture her sitting down, you know, sitting down against the wall outside of work and telling me this. And she's like, mate, since I've had this fucking thing, I've just, everything's going wrong. And I know another family member who's, look, I'll just share it here right now. She said that her boobs had gotten bigger. And I'm talking, she's in her 60s. Oh. And all of her cycles have gone really strange. She's in her 60s.
She shouldn't be having any cycles in her 60s.
Exactly. She's totally switched on to it. Yeah, so it's been that. And then, but basically, Ab, I'm seeing a lot of people with, look, if I go to the pub right now, I'm seeing a lot of alcoholics. Yeah. And I'm seeing people with obviously an unhealthy lifestyle that are there all the time. But I'm seeing cancers and stuff being, you know, these people, they don't lead a healthy lifestyle. They go there all the time. They probably don't eat a healthy diet, but they're getting cancers cut out of their face. So I'm thinking it's exacerbating. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like whatever's happened to them. And, they're proud to tell you they've had their 4th, 5th, 6th booster. And they're getting all these growths.
They don't
see
the connection. No connection. They don't see it.
And they won't. I don't think they ever will. But
yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, good stories. Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's all right.
Buddy. Thanks.
Thanks for the platform. Thanks, man.
You're a good man.
Oh, you too, Ab. Always love having the chat.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Good night.
Take care.
All right, man. Later, man.
Thanks. Thanks, Libby, man. See you, no worries, Rick, dude. Wherever you are.
See you soon.
The pool vomit.
No, I'm here. Listen away, right. Being polite. I could probably talk over a bull in heat roaring and carrying on if I had
to. Man. I love you, Rick. 100%.
All right, mate. I'll see you tomorrow. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, man. I've got him, and get this. I have to be there to drop my son to work, so I'll be there twice, or maybe four times tomorrow. So I'll be, I'll get at least two coffees out of you, Chise.
Fantastic. Good night. Mate. Have a good night. See you guys.
You too. Over and out. They guided
me with psyops. Psychological operations.
They guided me with psyops. They weaponized psychology.
Hey. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Rick and Rollo with the great living man slash noise level slash golden skid mark 27 of the 8/2022.
Yes.
So it's only me and you, and Ab's muted delivering toilet paper.
Cool. That's fine with me, man.
Yeah. What's going on? what are you going to do? Where were we? No, we're still talking. So, go back to Pete Burns, the lead singer from, you know, You Spin Me Right Round from Dead or Alive.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to turn into a female, right? And I can say this, the most miserable failure I've ever seen on a bloke ever. Like, he had his lips done. He just looked like a terrible, terrible mistake every time he had more surgery. Michael Jackson was the same, you know. Well, maybe not Michael Jackson, but
he stayed the same sex as we.
Well, Michael Jackson wanted to be Diana Ross, you know. He had an obsession with Diana Ross, so he wanted to look like Diana Ross. And that basically at the end of his days, if they were the end of his days, he looked like a Diana Ross if she decided to have terrible plastic surgery. I mean, he looked terrible.
I didn't look into it because it's probably bullshit, but I did see some video or some article saying that conspiracy, you know, like Michael Jackson was the love child of Diana Ross and Smokey Robinson, I think.
You just have to look at
Most
of Fakeologist stuff when you come to the once you start saying
no censorship, please, Mike Tyson's a woman.
He's taking a shot at the tranny investigators. That's you he's taking a shot at, buddy. Watch it.
No, I can handle it. Wait, I could be wrong.
I'm pretending to be wrong.
I'm not wrong about Justin Trudeau. I know that. I've seen the guy run.
He's a tranny. Guaranteed, 100%.
And if he's a tranny, how many other leaders are tranny? I mean, and I know that the New Zealand Prime Minister, that's dude.
Oh, my God.
Confirmed.
What's going on in 100%. New Zealand, by the way? We need to talk about that. Are there any Kiwis here?
Yes. Yeah, and so apparently we had a huge protest on Wednesday or Tuesday. And Avi Yemeni. He did get kicked out.
Isn't this a guy that's pushed like the useless eaters term? Isn't it? You talking about that guy?
Is that the reporter from Rebel?
Fuckhead. Now I get you. Sorry, another Jew. I was close.
you're getting them all crossed up.
Go on, sorry.
You know, RVM and the got kicked out of New Zealand, and I believe it because they are not budging. They are not budging on that you must be vaccinated if you're not a citizen, or you can either be a New Zealand citizen or a Ukrainian, and you can come in with no vaccine. If you're Ukrainian, so to me, I would just say to anyone that wants to go to New Zealand, just say, I'm Ukrainian by birth. I identify as Ukrainian, so I'm coming in, no vaccine. Simple as that. Simple as that.
How's the Ukraine war thing? Are they still pushing that, like, big time?
Pathetic. Listen, I opened up the newspaper yesterday.
Yeah.
A two-page spread. Boris Johnson and the Prime Minister, the Jewish bloke that's running the...
Running where? Cut out.
The Ukraine. They've got the head of the Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Zelensky. Oh, that guy. That,
so look, there's a picture. There's a picture of Zelensky.
That's a tranny. Yeah.
A picture of Zelensky and Boris Johnson grinning away, holding hands, basically, saying how wonderful it is that Boris is here to help us. Now, I know, and you would know, Boris Johnson is absolutely the worst. He's
a clown.
He's cancerous. He's cancerous if you want credibility. You do not want that guy standing next to you if you want credibility. But in the Herald, Sydney Morning Herald, they had Zelensky and Boris Johnson. Boris grinning away, arm around Zelensky. You know, it was totally staged, totally fake. Yeah. But it's happening. But people don't seem to understand how people think in England. And they kicked Boris Johnson out for a good reason. The guy's a fucking traitor, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Yep. Who's going to be the next traitor? I heard an Indian is going for the job.
An Indian is going to be running the UK.
I mean, come on.
They've got a Muslim mayor.
Let's get back to the Ukraine, though. I heard a good story about what's really happening in the Ukraine, and that is that when they installed their globalist government in 2014, did you see the movie Maidan with Oliver Stone? I think there's a lot of truth in that. You should look at that. So when the globalists basically kicked out the Russian-backed government, because Ukraine is mostly Russian as a country as it stands right now.
Guaranteed.
So there was a Russian guy who was pretty – I don't think he was a big Russian puppet, but they got rid of him in the Maidan thing. And then they put that group in that's in now, and they gave them a big fat IMF loan. $17 billion in 2014. Now, part of the loan agreement was that all the farmland, which I don't think was private, but you couldn't sell your farmland. You could give it, I think, to your children, or you could will it to people. But part of the agreement was that they had to privatize the farmland, so the big corporations like Monsanto and all the other big agra could move in and start buying up the land and GMOing the hell out of the land, which is banned, I think, in most of Europe.
Russia.
So that Russia is how many – have you heard banned that Russia, story before?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
I wouldn't surprise me. Sounds like fertile. Textbook communism, really, textbook.
Yeah. Well, Ukraine is the biggest food – the biggest –
same thing.
Ukraine was the biggest food bowl in that area. It was manufacturing gyprock or plasterboard or whatever we call it in different countries.
Well,
it was manufacturing.
So they wanted to get in and take over the sort of farmer, small farm. Now, that's not to say that that's not happening all around the world, because they're bankrupting farmers so they can take over the land. And I even have a friend in the Punjab. Punjabis are huge in Canada. And over there, he said, they can't find anyone to work the farms. None of the children want to take over the farms. It's a completely farming state in India. So the big corporations are leasing the farms. And then they put their GMO garbage, you know, the sterile seeds and all that. So that's the big thing.
I have been since 1988 at least totally aware that the Terminator seed Monsanto takeover of seeds was coming, and now it's happened. And back, I think it was probably, it would be going back 10 to 15 years ago, there were farmers protesting in India, committing suicide on a factor of incredible levels, because they couldn't buy their own seeds to regenerate them and plant them the same year. So their profit margin had gone down completely unless they signed up to Monsanto.
But they were being sued for having Monsanto seeds on their land, I think. I think that was the big thing. So if a seed or a plant blew on their land, and then Monsanto said, hey,
that happened in Canada.
Pay for this
plant. That was Canada. Yeah, you got to pay for it.
No, I think it happened in India, too.
And they won. Maybe.
Well, it's all over the world, but it's really a globalist takeover of Ukraine. That's really what we're watching. It's Confessions of the Economic Hitman. This is just another way to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's a good book. And that is the Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that.
Book. Yeah, very good book and totally accurate, I would say. Totally accurate. Sadly. But, yeah,
the United States is still pumping billions because whoever took over the United States, they're draining the United States using their wealth, using their military to take over other countries. Really.
Yep. That's the way it's going.
That's why the United States needs to separate from Washington. The states need to all get out of the Federation. They need to.
Mm.
Because Washington has taken over.
Have you heard that the immigrants that they're piling into America, like I think it's definitely Texas, they're coming across the border. the mayor it's the mayor of Texas, like he goes, okay guys, like you don't want to hang around in Texas, why don't you go to Washington D.C.? I'll pay for your trip. And they go, yeah, no worries. And so he piles them into a bus and he pays them to go to Washington D.C. and they drop them off there and. Well, the politicians are all complaining. They don't want this raffle.
That's good.
Yeah.
Give you a one-way ticket to Washington or New York State.
Sucks.
Yeah, you can see all the divisions in the U.S. They're all starting to really line up where the governor of New York State, which is beside us, is telling everyone who's a Trump supporter, you can leave. You can leave any time. Just head out. See you later. The divisions are lining up. And the mayor of Washington, D.C., she said, especially to blacks, and it's mainly a black city, you can't come to school if you don't get your lethal injection. And about half of the blacks, they won't get the shot. They know what's going on. They're smart.
Yep.
So it's we're going to see a real showdown in the next week. They're given, I think they're giving the children 2 weeks or else they get thrown out of school. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens there. I hope the blacks stand their ground. So that's huge. That's a huge story.
They didn't have much luck with the vaccine in Africa, so I heard. Very low.
No, I know. And by the way, I heard in somewhere in Australia, I dropped a link for you guys. They said, all the unvaccinated school teachers, they can come back at half the salary.
I've got it right here, man. Here we go.
That's crazy.
That's just crazy, man. Have a listen to this.
Wow.
Here we go.
Queensland is punishing unvaccinated teachers, docking their pay for the next 18 weeks.
As a penalty for not complying with COVID-19 directions. The teachers have been told their wages will be docked for up to 18 weeks for failing to comply with the vaccine mandate, which ended in June.
They've already suffered with the leave without pay and loss of wages up to and over $20,000.
Whilst they have been allowed to return to work, those unvaccinated teachers, they're certainly going to be paying for it quite literally.
Exactly how much are these teachers going to lose?
Their pay grade essentially goes down one level. So for some teachers it will be hundreds, some it may be thousands.
Teachers right across the state here in Queensland started to receive pretty abrupt and terse letters from the Education Department this week. The Education Department in that letter stated that they've lost trust in those teachers who haven't abided by that vaccine mandate and they've breached serious misconduct breaches.
It's important that you are aware of the seriousness with which the department views your inappropriate behaviour and failure to comply with the direction. You should be aware that any further substantiated allegations and or a breach of the code of conduct or standard of practice will be viewed very seriously and may result in the termination of your employment.
Our members have been quite horrified at this punishment. They're in fear now that there's going to be further punishment to them.
Yeah, I'm vaccinated and can't quite understand why people aren't vaccinated. As Christmas approaches, many of us will be faced with a new dilemma: how to handle unvaccinated loved ones and whether you should spend time with them. But even I'm confused about this. It just seems to be almost revenge.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, there's one problem with that so-called teacher spokesperson, man.
Yeah.
The teachers' unions are all bought off by Big Pharma. So they're the ones pushing this, believe it or not. So don't be fooled. They don't care about these teachers. They're pushing it because they're all paid. And it's happening here too. So I don't, these unions are all paid off. All definitely. Of them.
Yeah. But,
so they're not really good. They're not going to defend these teachers. They're not. They're going to defend them.
Hats off to whoever. That actually was a compilation. I thought it was just a one new skit, but someone put that all together. Yeah. Well done, whoever did that. Nice.
Well, what do you think of that? This is Australia.
Oh, it's just typical bullshit.
Australia. We're being run like all 94. Now, Living Man.
Yeah, man.
Check out, just Google Club 77, Sydney, New Law. Google that and see what you come up with. And that is unbelievable, but true. Club 77. If you go to this nightclub, yep.
Okay. That's an occult number. Occult number.
Yep.
77, oh, yeah. Flight it's 77.
Yep.
Which one was Flight 77 on 9/11?
That was the one. 93 was the one that didn't make it.
Yep.
That was Shawshank.
77 was 77. It could have been the
Tower 2.
I'm not sure.
Might have been Pentagon.
I have to look it up. Anyway, look, this Sydney nightclub has banned staring. Unless the person doing the staring gets the prior consent of the person they are staring at to continue staring. A failure to do so could result in the police being called. It also discouraged people from coming if their sole purpose was to meet someone to pick up. That's what nightclubs are for. Club 77 in Darlinghurst, that's where I used to live.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's actually a great idea because, you know, I like the idea because then you have to go up to the girl and say, I want to stare at you. I think it's great. They're going to meet.
No, you're not allowed to stare.
No. I think
you're not allowed to stare.
You got to get permission.
You got to get permission.
That's an icebreaker, I guess.
Yeah, it's a great
if you walk up to a girl and say, I want to say hi to you, they'd almost ring the police. Most chicks would ring the police.
You said, legal.
Hi, I want to stare at you, darling.
Yeah.
I don't think it will work. And noise level and myself have probably been hanging around the same bars back in the day. If you were looking across the road at a nightclub and you saw a good-looking chick, all of a sudden you can't even look at them now. You've got to go to a new person that's dressed in pink. So, yeah, you have to go. No, there's this. Apparently, in these nightclubs, in the Club 77, they've employed a new, like a person that runs the politically correct staring operation.
It's a tranny or a dyke.
It'll be a tranny or a dyke, or one of the other, guaranteed. Yeah, and they'd say, no, you can't stare at it because you're a bloke. Because we don't like blokes and we don't want you in this place.
I think it could work.
No.
You're looking at the glass half kind of full. I mean, that's fair enough.
I'm looking at it like this is fucked.
This is bad.
You look across the bar and you see someone that. In most cases in Darlinghurst, it's going to be a bloke going
Here we go. I got a picture of the Club 77 co-director, Dane Gorrell, said people wanted to feel safe when they were going out. And he looks like a bender to me. What a fag.
Yeah, be honest. You're on the money. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah.
It's on. So this is happening. Where was that? It sounds familiar.
It used to be. I would say it's not.
Is it down Oxford Street?
The main drag of Oxford Street. Yeah.
It's right down the bottom.
You're listening to Rick and Roll.
This is Waterman Chris.
Madeira Lissette.
I'm Roland.
Uninstall Media.
Zach Covers.
Van Tassel.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo without Rollo, who's having a break with Ab the Fakeologist and Noise Level and Law Living Man, Golden Skin Mark, and he's drawing out. Simple as that.
His liver is sitting on the beach getting a suntan.
His liver escaped many years ago in his Thailand, happy and healthy.
Yeah. He's got a fake liver.
He's got a fake liver.
Or he doesn't have one.
Guaranteed. No, he does. Well, I have to say this, though. When you talk to him, for telltale signs of unhealthy. He does not look like he should. He should look like a guy with a bulbous nose and other implements of a heavy alcoholic life. He looks fantastic, got to say. And apart from his mental health, not so good. But apart from that, he's doing well. But anyway, Fakeologist Radio, fakeologist.com. So, Ab, who was your favourite interview this week? You had Mr. E. You had Swedish person, I do believe. Oh, you've gone. I'll wait till someone gets back.
I hear dead air. What's going on?
No. Listen, if there's ever dead air, that means I'm not here.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
I muted myself just because Ab's muted. But yeah, no. Listen. I mean, you remember the days, right? I mean, you were around the days. I was
in Darwin. That was my party.
Yeah.
Joint.
Old suburb. Not the Reptile Lounge. What was it called upstairs at above? Reptile. Oh, it was the
God. There was
it was
shitty,
all owned
by a lot
bikers.
Of shitty places. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I was there back in those days, right?
Mm.
Going out at whatever. What back in the day, right? You go out for drinks and late afternoon.
You'd see
a chick attractive and you might look
sometimes
at her.
Sometimes I just stare at my beer in front of me. Is that wrong?
Well, you could do that. No, that's wrong. It is wrong. I would believe your beer would be offended that you're looking at the beer in a way that you're possibly thinking of drinking it and abusing it in that kind of way. Drinking it.
Felt threatened.
So from now on, you don't look at a beer. You just look. You glance at it and then look away quickly. Quickly look away, and then you go and
fucking
drink
insanity,
a lemonade.
Yeah.
This is, I'm telling you, Orwell did not predict what we're going through now.
He didn't think it was going to be this extreme.
Think they'd be that
extreme,
successful?
You know. Otherwise, he just thought, the people are not going to buy this. I can't put that in.
No, they wouldn't buy this.
They wouldn't buy the book.
They fucking are. And I have. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Man. Makes me sick. Sick of it, man. Sick and tired of it. It's just going to get worse.
It's just going to get worse. What annoys me? What annoys me the most is that same story that I heard coming over the radio, where I went, "No, surely this is a joke." And I googled it, and yes, it's true. I went, "It's got to be fake." It's not fake. People are that stupid at this present stage. They won't do anything they're told.
Maybe, staring. Well, look, I'll just say that maybe maybe it is a business opportunity. They just went, well, hang on. Who are the 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds? What are they like? Well, they're all probably all trannies from what we've heard. Yeah, and they're all got into their safe spaces because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And so maybe this is just a marketing ploy. Like,
could be.
Get rid of all these old dinosaurs, you know? Maybe.
Listen, it's all about safety. Everything is safety now. Save this. Do this safely. Everything is safety. We're in a sanitation nation.
Yeah, and do not look at anyone like you want to breed with them. If you want to look at them and they might be
exactly. Don't be natural. Don't be a natural human. We don't want that. We want artificial humans in the metaverse.
I can tell you now, the amount of chicks I scored from staring across the room at them would be up there.
Oh, be told.
It never worked for me. Yeah. I used to stare at them and they used to fucking think I was a creep.
but you're about 300 pounds. They probably think you'd rip them apart.
You should change your name to Big Man,
not Living Man.
The Big Man. The Big Man. The Big Man. Do you remember the days? I sent you that track onto your personal messages. Living Man. Yeah. That track, it's called Something Rabbit. Yeah, it's Something Rabbit. I was driving today and the song came on. It was on the Media Monarchy music track and he played this. It's a very well-known, it won awards, Doof Doof track from 1999. But no, it's called Something Rabbit. I sent it to you, Living Man,
when?
Tonight.
I haven't got anything. Whereabouts?
On your personal message. Yeah, it would be when I messaged you when I was at the gym.
On my phone? I was looking on Discord.
Yes, on your phone.
Hold on.
Okay, it's called Something Rabbit. Play that because that was the kind of track when I was out in a nightclub in the 90s, late or early 2000s.
You were wolfing around.
Yeah, that's the kind of track you listen to and go. You're on the prowl, and I've always had a girlfriend, so I wasn't really that much on the prowl, but I used to like going out by myself and dancing in a nightclub. I loved it. I thought it was.
And not staring, because you don't want to stare.
No staring whatsoever.
Yeah. When you're off your face
a bit of staring.
On dance biscuits. How can you not dance stare, anyway, mate?
At least, you'd have two dance biscuits and go out for the night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rick, what's the name of the song, man? What's the name of the song?
All I've got is a YouTube link. It's Something Rabbit. It was the third one. It was about the last YouTube I sent you. I wouldn't play the whole thing, but that won awards for Doof Doof.
It was called
Something Rabbit by Sasha, a DJ from what's the country Welsh. He's a Welsh DJ called Sasha, who was huge in the 90s, fucking massive.
The name's familiar. It's nearly coming up.
Anyway, you asked me about guests. We had a really good show. Tiago and I, he has a Facebook group. I don't know if you're on Facebook, called Died Suddenly.
Yes. Yeah, I heard about it.
That group is closing in on 100,000 members. That's a private group. It's growing like crazy. It was mentioned on a couple podcasts and a couple blogs, and it's going nuts. And we did a show. We had a couple of callers, and they used the word vaccine. He has this idea that if you say these words, it'll be deleted. So he didn't put it on the group because he doesn't want the group to go down. He's really wants the group to stay up.
I understand that.
But he did get some feedback that everyone enjoyed the talk. So we're going to do it again as long as we can. Maybe the group is going to So we had a pretty big audience for me. We had about 40 people from his group show up, plus my audience. So it was pretty, that's a lot for the fakeologist, let's put it that way.
That's fantastic, man.
All right. Well, look, here's Sasha with Rabbit Weed. We'll give it a go. It's 10 minutes. We're not doing 10 minutes. Do 6 minutes.
Give it 2 minutes at least. Give it 5.
60 seconds? Oh, that's enough. Yay.
Oh.
Hey, why don't we just play Niggas with Attitude? something decent, you know?
Oh, yeah. We haven't heard that in a week.
Crank this up, man. This is what I want to hear at 3 a.m.
Crank it up. Club.
It's going to crank anytime soon.
Oh, it will. Very shortly.
It's just building it up, man.
It's going to happen right now.
dancing, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I'll be dancing too.
The living man is now dancing around his basement in his underwear with his drink and a cigarette. I can just see it now.
Cut.
At least he's worse than Rolo as a DJ.
No. It's done it then. Beautiful cut. Yeah.
Just turn the volume down, man.
Listen, man. We're worried, man. We thought you were lost.
I was. And you said 5 minutes, and it's nearly six, actually.
Spot on.
Rick, you're an aficionado with like this sort of like, you know, sort of music.
Yeah.
Would you call that industrial like doof, or would you call it, dark matter doof?
I can just see Rick Travolta with his shirt open down to his pants.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing around with his fingers in the air. Here's
Stomping.
A song I used to listen
a stomper.
To. Here's a, let me play a song I used to listen to back in the day.
All right. Go for it, man.
There we go. Come on. Play, you piece of crap. Okay, it's not playing. I don't know why. Hold on a sec.
Okay. We're ready and waiting.
Look, this is dead air.
I keep talking.
I don't know where the bot went. Where's the damn bot? Hold on, I gotta wait. Maybe I'm in the wrong room. Okay, carry on. I'll play it later.
That's all good. Listen, living man, my favorite days back in the 90s, right, was going to a nightclub with a couple armed up. Right, with whatever you had to take.
Yeah.
Armed up.
Yeah.
I was happy to be by myself, just dancing or sitting by myself. And at one stage, I was in a nightclub in Oxford Street. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but you know the name of it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And I found myself upside down, so I was doing a handstand type of thing on a chair, doing a yoga position. And the bouncer come up to me, goes, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Am I all right?"
And you flipped over like fucking Bruce Lee and said, "Fuck you, man."
Yeah. I said, "Am I all right?" I said, "I'm fucking awesome, man.
Awesome, mate. And I bet he was peeling off his head as well, and he went, man,
That's the way it was back then. No one got angry or upset.
It was just comedy. It was classic.
Man, I swear to God, I was doing a handstand on a chair or like some yoga position upside down. Off my head, and I'm telling you, I was off my fucking head.
But you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing, and you weren't worried about anything. And the bouncer was just doing his job, just going, "Oh, is everything okay?"
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. And the fact is, I knew all the bouncers at that pub anyway, and in particular his boss. So nothing he could have done could have had me thrown out for being upside down. Doing a like a yoga.
It's quite normal, mate. On a Friday night.
Why not? No, it was a Saturday night. Not a Friday night. Be told. Saturday night.
Yeah, don't do it on a Friday night.
Maybe you could have got it, but
it's extreme for a Friday.
I used to go out on a Saturday night by myself, and I loved it because I just go out and armed up, and you had what you needed to have.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna name them.
Prepare yourself.
You know what I'm talking about. Be prepared, and you go to a good nightclub with good music and find it, and you'd follow a DJ around. If they were good DJs, you'd follow them around.
Same crowd, usually
exactly.
Bump into the same sort of people, you know. Yeah,
yeah, everyone was cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Everyone was cool. Everyone was cool, and it was like.
Now, I'm telling you now, that those nights do not happen anymore.
It's a shame, man. I absolutely, that's the one thing I really miss is like, because it was my gym going on a Saturday to the nightclub. Because I would absolutely just fucking sweat balls all night, mate. You know? Didn't give a shit, mate. And, mate,
drink water.
Don't drink alcohol. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Mate, I never drank any alcohol.
Okay, hold on, guys. Take a break. Listen, maybe this will work.
All good.
You knew truth and didn't tell. We'll send you down into hell. So will your vaccine cartel. But now you're in our way. We know what this is about. You're psycho without a doubt. We all have figured you out. And still you're in our way. More lies and ruin. Vaccine deaths are happening. Lockdowns, double masking. Where you think you're going, Fauci? Hey, we don't like you. And you're a phony. So shut your mouth down. You, Tony, you give Big Pharma a COVID orgy. So shut your mouth now and fuck you, Tony. Hey, we don't like you and you're a phony. So shut your mouth now and fuck you, Tony. You lied and people died and you're not sorry. So shut your mouth now and fuck you, Tony.
Well, I'd reckon you'd do a handstand to that, wouldn't you, Rick?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Rick from Paul Macquarie. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends a beast with wrath, because he knows his time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 810-666-1984.
84. That's Velocet's been doing some good production. Good little drops. Be told.
Yeah.
Good little drops.
Hey, that song. Mate, good on her. Like, whoever put that together, it's a good message.
Lucky Tony.
Actually, mind that. It was a one hit wonder, wasn't it? That song. I don't know who it was, but that's.
Yeah. Whatever. But I'm telling you that those days of going out to a club, go clubbing, and that's what you used to do. And you go to find a good club that you liked.
It was just a scene. It was just the best, mate. Yeah. Like you said, mate, you could be an absolute loner, no friends. Yep. Yep. But if you're if you kind of armed yourself up, as they say.
Armed yourself up. That's what I'm saying.
You could fit in pretty easily, man. Yeah. And
I'm telling you.
I miss that good stuff, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gone, man.
It's gone, mate. It's not there. So don't even bother.
It is gone.
Gone. And honestly, it's not good for you.
I'm trying to explain that.
You know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. I can remember my highlight of the week was Saturday night, and you go out and just get off your head, go dancing, be wherever you were, be at the club, be it outside. Have the best fun you've ever had. Come home at 5 a.m.
It's a crime if you come back at about 5 a.m. back to your flat or your house, wherever it is, and if you haven't got any pot, that's a crime. That's a big problem, man.
You'd be meeting people, a cross section of all walks of life. Like the amount of time doctors when I was out there on these.
Oh, yeah, it was everyone, man.
It could be anyone. And they were all doing the same. Going out and just having this. Just dancing,
amazing time, listening mate. Yeah, to music. Just letting it go, mate. Just getting rid of all your inhibitions and stuff, you know. And I loved it, mate.
And look, I can't think of a negative those days. It was fun.
I would actually, they're dishing out this drug to make you know, like to fuck our heads up and stuff. So it's not good that way. But I've got a feeling that they actually stopped it after, like, they brought it in the 80s and then about still was going until the 2000s and then they kind of killed it off. I reckon they kind of went, well, you know, this is actually not giving us the results we wanted. We wanted everybody to turn gay.
I bet they were
making everybody, they were hoping everybody would go gay. It didn't work, you know.
No, it didn't work. And I think you're right. It may have backfired on them. Because what people were doing was gay friendly, mate.
Yeah, you're gay friendly. Yeah, exactly. I'm not interested, mate.
I was hanging out at the Civic. I was hanging out at the Rhino Bar, whatever it was called in Oxford Street. It was a good, really good nightclub.
Right at the top.
What I went there for. Yeah.
T2. There was that awful nightclub, T2. That was shit.
T2. Yeah. No, this is above the Exchange. The Exchange on Oxford. It was called. Arc was terrible as well.
That was
fucking no. Arc's gay. No, Arc was a gay nightclub.
It was all right because it stayed open 24/7. Yeah, it was, and it was free.
Yeah, 24/7.
I can't remember.
24/7 free. You guaranteed free entry. Anyway,
go on.
I can remember you'd come out. You'd meet people that you would never have talked to before, possibly, you know.
Exactly. Like,
there might be a tow truck driver.
And
his girlfriend and a whole lot of people.
Age didn't matter. As long as you're over 18.
But it was a totally cool scene.
Yeah.
You're meeting.
There was no fight. Never saw people. One fight. Never saw any punch ups or anything.
Never. You're right. Totally. It's amazing. Never. Listening to this fucking pumping.
Cracking
DJ,
all your teeth.
Grinding.
Oh, my God. I was terrible, man.
Yeah. No, I'm still
remember,
terrible.
Remember your chewing gum. Remember your chewing gum. Even that would have helped.
Guaranteed. But yeah, no, I'm telling you, you'd go out and you'd come home at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or whatever it was, and you know you'd had a good night. And you'd been dancing all night, listening to good music.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, these things are gone now. And I walk around, I look at what's going on. And I just think, nah, this isn't the same scene as it used to be. It's gone. No, it's finished,
dead, mate. Just like what's the drug of choice now? Is it crack or fentanyl? I mean, is fentanyl here? Is that a thing?
Well, fentanyl's it will arrive eventually.
It's not here yet. Really? I don't want it. No thanks.
Yeah. No. I think fentanyl is
for me.
It's a cheap Chinese version of whatever the cheap Chinese drug was available back in the day. It's OxyContin. OxyContin.
Right. Yeah,
fentanyl is like a much more powerful version of OxyContin. And so you can have one tab and you. Basically, going to have
the pills sort of like they could take you somewhere, you know, they could actually take you somewhere.
Kind of go through doors.
If you do crack, like it's just like I'm awake. Wow. I'm awake. You're awake. Great.
Before I go, queue up. The pills, they kill 1,000 brain cells. What's that song called?
That one.
La La La, Take Me to La La Land or whatever. Rollo will love that because that's one of his favourite songs. Yeah, it's the pills, they kill 1,000 brain cells. But it's true. I think I've got more positives than negatives about pills because I had a great time.
Yeah,
you
I'm
meet
the same.
People you'd never.
Yeah.
You would never have talked to those people.
Do you think though before. It could have like encouraged uptake of say Prozac? Do you think there might have been a connection there?
Guaranteed. Well, I'll say this right. Back in the before I realised what was happening when ecstasy first got
arrived.
Yeah.
I was out at a pub on a Sunday for a beer with a good mate of mine. And the bar, all the barmaids, I call them barmaids, I don't know if it's sexist. It probably is.
It probably is. It's probably fine. It's probably fine.
Yeah. Well,
it's fine with me.
The chicks.
They call the guys barmaids.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
The chicks that were working at the bar, one in particular, started bursting. Before she could, I said to her, I ordered a drink, and she burst into tears and started crying. And I turned around to my mate that I was at this bar with, and I said, I just said, what the fuck? You know, what's the matter with that? And he goes, oh, she'll be on ecstasy. She's probably been on ecstasy last night. And I had no idea about the drug ecstasy and what it did. But what it did back in the day when it first arrived in the probably late 80s, it made you so happy and you felt everything was fantastic, but it caused a massive depression in people.
Yeah.
And so it probably did. That was the goal. Yeah.
Probably.
Guaranteed. So the people were bursting into tears and crying with no reason whatsoever that you could think of, you know. So there was definitely a weapon in the ecstasy. I do believe it would give you the high that you wanted to have, but it also created a low at the end of the high that was quite bad. And those people are probably all on Prozac and antidepressants now. I'll guarantee they are, actually. So, yeah. But that song, I have to go soon, but that the pills, the greatest thrills.
So in other words, like...
you remember it?
It was probably Big Pharma pushing the whole thing.
Man, guaranteed. Mate, the whole thing was run.
It was a drug. And what does Pharma push? Drugs. So...
So you went out and you had these, but you ended up really depressed, and you ended up on proper medicinal antidepressants.
Yeah, you went to the doctor, going like, "Hey, mate, why am I feeling so sad?"
Guess what? I've got the cure. I've got the pills. Pills. They kill the brain, billion brain cells. And I'm telling you, it's guaranteed. It was organized.
For sure.
Run like a fucking machine.
I think it was like it opened. I think it was because there was a big thing, like, you know, you kind of understood that everybody was just peaceful. There was no fighting, and I don't want that.
Exactly.
Everybody was saying, if everybody's on this stuff, there's going to be no more wars. Well, they want
no more wars.
So,
No, you're right. It was totally peaceful. There was never violence. Never violence that I saw. It was just out of it. You're just out of it, and you were everyone you talked to, you got on with. You could look at the DJ. You could stare at the DJ, and when they played a certain song, he'd know that you'd picked up on what he was playing.
Yeah, exactly.
But now,
he'd take it as a compliment. Well, she would take it as a compliment,
She often.
Yep.
But Club 77, you're staring at them. You are a threat, be told.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe
it. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's the way it's fucked. Simple as that.
It's totally fucked.
We had the best times, and we enjoyed ourselves back in the day. And I made sure I did. And I guarantee you made sure you enjoyed yourself when you went out.
Yeah, man. You got to make it happen. But, I mean, you know, that's all part of it, you know. Just don't.
Yeah, Rick, tomorrow your son's coming on to talk?
Yes, he will. Yep.
What number son is that? One or two? Or both?
The youngest son will be on.
Is that the miracle child?
No. He was on last week. He was there speaking.
Which one is the miracle child?
Oldest child.
First son or second son?
The oldest. No. sorry, the second, my daughter's the oldest child, and my son yeah. that was a miracle child is the second oldest child.
Okay, the third one was just a regular,
completely normal child. On the right day. Unfortunately, it was his sister's birthday, and he turned up right on schedule and turned up on her birthday.
Same birthday?
And so they both got the same day. The same day.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Rob.
But it's all good. So we have all our birthdays around the same day, basically, in my family. All within right. 2 months of each
so
other.
Your youngest is going to talk about Andrew Tate.
Guaranteed tomorrow night. Be told.
All right.
Be here, be sounds squared. Good. Yeah. I have to go anyway. So, have you got that song?
What's the name of the song? I'm actually trying to find it right now.
There's pills, the rapper. They kill a billion brain cells.
Yeah, a billion maybe.
They
yeah.
kill a billion brain cells. Or,
keep talking.
I'm not sure, but
a million would work, but maybe it's a billion.
He would remember cells. It if he didn't billion kill brain. A billion brain cells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those pills, the cells.
Those pills.
A billion brain cells.
You're having a hard time finding song or remembering songs.
Rollo, I'm telling you, Rollo would know exactly what I was talking about now because he was the one that used to play the song ad nauseum.
Oh, okay. We would have had 15 songs by now.
More.
That's what's so scary.
More. A million brain cells. Let's put a million brain cells in Google
I've done
search.
It, man. It's just not coming up.
The pills, the thrills, a million brain cells.
Who are you listening to this week, Rick? Who did you listen to? Podcast.
I listened to. 100%. I was. Apart from that, but no. Alchemical Hustle. Or Alchemical, whatever it's called, by Wayne McCroy's show. Absolutely fantastic. 10
out
of 10.
Is that a new show? I never heard you talk about it.
Yeah. It's something Alchemical something or other by Wayne McCroy. Guaranteed, 100%. What else?
What does he talk about?
Obviously. He reads from the Theosophists, and as he reads from, he comments on whatever they're saying. So he gives a comment to whatever the Theosophy guys or girls were saying. He makes his comments on that. So big fan of that show. And what else? What else? Not sure. Oh, I'm going to hunt down the song that's...
Look. Just, can you hear me?
Yes, certainly can.
You can? Yeah. All right. Look, I couldn't find that song, but I've got a substitute, which I think you might enjoy.
All good.
Here we go.
Is it about pills?
You bet your ass it is. Here we go. Mr. Gee, Outwork.
listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
To the rhythm, electro is fine. It can get you moving on time. Electro is the new style. Jackie and Jane, see them moving to the baseline, funkin' on time. Electro make you feel fine. Open your mind, feel it from the inside. Heartbeat on time. Electro is the rhythm. Michael and James, they can get no better. The floor, see them grooving to the baseline, funkin' on time. Electro is the new style, funkin' on time. Electro make you feel fine. Open your mind, feel it from the inside.
Artwork featuring Mr. Gee Electro.
Thanks for listening to the Rick and Rollo Show. Make sure to tune back in next week for more Australian fun and fakeology. Make sure you go to fakeologist.com and fakotube.com to learn more about PsyOps and media fakery.